My name is Abdul Kareem Fakir. Now, most folks call me Duke. Born in Detroit, raised in Detroit. This is my hometown, and I love it. I can remember when I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. We were singing in little groups, on the street corner. Like, we'd be playing baseball, and after the game, somebody starts singing, and we'd try to, harmonize and all of that. My young life was full of athleticism, playing everything I could. And I can remember it meant that much to my mom, and she gave that to me. It meant that much to my dad. As a kid, he made sitars, and he sang on the street to make enough money to follow his dream, to come to Detroit and work in the factory so he can get equal pay like anybody else, just with a little hard work. When we sang together, just out the clear blue sky, we were at a party. Singing was the last thing on our mind. It was the girls. Levi and I were invited by this young lady. So we said, well, maybe let's bring a group. We talked about the two guys we knew very well, which is Obie and Lawrence. They were both very sharp looking guys. Right in the middle of the party, the young lady announced that Levi and Duke was about to sing, and then we told her that we do have a group. She said, well, just that's even better. And right away, we just started making harmonies together and doing little runs that it was like we rehearsed for years. We kept looking at each other, and we got a standing ovation. Of course, that helped us through the night, of course. I have a feeling that we were put together, by the great orchestrator who don't make mistakes. We all said after that, look, let's form this group. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. My mama said in church, she wanted me to sing a solo. I sang about a verse and a half, and I couldn't finish. I started crying. Well, my mother was livid. She was upset at me. So she said, next Sunday, you're going to sing that song. And so I did. I got up and I started singing, and at the same spot, I couldn't finish. Now, this time, I didn't cry, come off of the choir stand, ran down the aisle, and I ran out the door. And I had my little white robe on, and I'm standing there kind of wiping my tears out. A lady, she walked past me, then she stopped very suddenly, and she turned around. She said, son, do you sing? I said, well, ma'am, I tried, and I was telling her, I wasn't able to finish this song. Then she said, oh, my God, look at all the angels around you. I said, what do you mean? She says, just listen. Always remember, young man, that love is always the answer. And that to me is a ministry in the secular world. At my age, future looks pretty bleak. I think the best is still yet to come. I'm a happy man. If you find any man happier than I am, somebody's lying, and it ain't me.